Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. Well, gosh, as you guys know, if you've been following this at all, Celeste has been really busy, but I think she's coming back next week. That's what I've heard. Might just be a rumor, but I think that's what's going to happen. We're all looking forward to that. And in the meantime, Kelsey Banyan, my daughter, has been filling in and doing a splendid job. Say hello to everybody, Kelsey.
Hi again.
What's it been like for you filling Celeste's shoes these last few weeks?
Well, it's kind of a lot of pressure. I didn't realize it. There's a lot to cover. I just want to be a good example and a good daughter and do exactly what I can to make sure that I keep Celeste's seat warm.
Her seat warm or her feet warm?
Well, I was thinking about shoes. It happens.
Oh, okay. All right, so here we go again. And, you know, people say I'm a glutton for punishment, but we're going to keep going ahead. We're going to be given answering questions. We're going to be doing dumb hypnotist tricks, or keeping you from doing dumb hypnotist tricks, and just talking about what's in the news and that kind of stuff. Celeste, look at that. I'm looking at the camera and I say Celeste. Sorry about that, Kelsey. Okay, Kelsey, what do you got for me today?
Well, actually, we're gonna kind of skip over some of the stuff that we normally do and head right into some buzz that you've created on your own blog, which is about hypnotists versus hypnotherapists and what you should be calling yourself, because everybody has an opinion. And how are you feeling about this now?
I tell you what, I'm getting email, I'm getting phone calls from the four corners of the world on this topic. Then people, I think they're not being very logical. See, what I did, I'm going to look down at my computer screen here. I'm going to pull up my blog and see if I can find that article. Okay, on calbanyan.com, I think the article was dated October 21st, and I have a big opinion alert graphic there, and it says, calling yourself a hypnotherapist may harm your clients. Now, what I'm trying to get across is, I'll tell you what, I've been using the term or the title hypnotherapist for years. I felt very comfortable with it. I'm a trained talk therapist, and the whole idea of therapy sounded very logical to me. But as time has gone by, I'm starting to move away from that idea. And in my article, I kind of hit it from a different angle. And the idea is, the NGH is introduced the idea. I believe it was Dr. Dwight Damon's idea, president of the NGH, to begin to consider calling ourselves consulting hypnotists. And I've been thinking about that. And at the very beginning, I was very reluctant to it. But the more and more I think about it, moving towards a name or title like that makes a lot of sense. And I'm going to give you some ideas about why that is. Kelsey, you've kind of observed this going on a little bit. What's your feeling on the subject?
On whether you should be a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist?
Yeah.
Well, for me personally, I have a bachelor's degree, but it's not in therapy, so I'd rather not call myself a therapist, because then it also gives the idea that you're going to be doing a lot of talking about the problem and dealing more with the conscious mind than the subconscious mind. And from what I've seen with your success is that most of it comes from being able to deal with the subconscious mind directly, because that's how you get the results and that's how you can see it right within the first few months rather than the first few years or decades.
Ah, so when you think of like therapy, you start thinking about the talk therapist that goes on and on and on, and you'd rather give the message to your clients that this isn't something we're going to be doing for the next few years, right?
Exactly.
Beautiful. Very good idea. Also, in the article on my blog, I make the point that the word therapy is a very interesting word. And it doesn't matter what the individual thinks therapy means. There's definitions. There's medical definitions and dictionary definitions and all this kind of stuff. And if someone writes me and says, well, I don't think therapy means that you're healing, well, we can look into the dictionary and see that it does. So when we tell our clients that you need my service and I'm any kind of hypnotherapist, or therapist for that matter, we're telling them there's something wrong with you. And the truth is, mostly I work with normal everyday people with normal everyday problems. They don't have anything wrong with them. They have a bad habit. They have a limiting belief. I need to work on, you know, improving motivation, getting rid of the old habits, you know, helping them with that kind of stuff. And they don't really need therapy. So I will work with them, or I will consult with them, or I'll bring them into my practice, and I'll use my skills as a hypnotist to help them overcome these problems. Is that the way you understand it, Kelsey?
That's pretty much what, well, I guess I have been raised under you, and I've been around your kind of hypnosis, but that's definitely what I have come to understand as a hypnotist. Does that make sense?
I happen to have a dictionary in front of me. But it's not any kind of dictionary. Kelsey, you can't see this. It is the Tabor's Cyclopedic Medical Dictionary. This is a commonly used dictionary in the fields of psychology, and medicine. And so while you were talking, I looked up the word therapy. And it says treatment of a disease or pathological condition. Guess what? I will work with those kind of situations sometimes. I'll do that when someone who is a medical or psychological professional refers that individual to me. They're trained and licensed to make a diagnosis. And I'm happy to work with those people who have those diagnoses, no problem. Pain management, it might be getting rid of skin problems, it might be getting rid of high blood pressure, it might be getting rid of all kinds of different problems. One day I'm going to talk about the diathesis stress hypothesis, and it's a well-recognized idea in psychology that almost every illness has two components, a physiological component, biological, and the stress component, which is largely emotional. And hypnotherapists can work on the stress component while the doctors work on the biological component, and that's why we are sometimes called complementary to medicine. So here it says therapy or treatment, kind of means the same thing. Treatment of a disease or pathological condition. If you are a hypnotherapist, that you're implying that what you do is that you treat a disease or pathological condition. So I'm thinking, I got to stop calling myself a hypnotherapist, and I need to call myself a hypnotist. There's also another definition here, and it says therapist. It says a person skilled in giving therapy, usually a specific field of healthcare. And gosh, I don't hold myself out as a health professional. I can work with them as part of the team, but that's not my main thrust. So I'm busy looking at using other titles like consulting hypnotist or hypnotist practitioner or just simply hypnotist. That's really the best way to go. And so my previous article was, calling yourself a hypnotherapist may harm your clients. Now I'm going to make another statement that I think might get some people's attention. Calling yourself a hypnotherapist might harm your practice. You see, most people are, when they have a problem, you see, they're at work, and when the boss isn't watching, you know what they're doing? They're trying to find solutions for personal problems. Now, pulling out the big old yellow pages and putting it on your desk, that'd be kind of obvious. So when no one's looking, they look up Google, or they look up Yahoo, or any, or whatever their favorite search engine is, like ask.com, and they start searching for solutions. So now, what I did, there's a special website on the internet that search engine professionals and search engine optimization professionals use, and it's on overture.com. And the exact place you go if you want to check this stuff out for yourself, if you want to check up on me, okay, is http://inventory.overture.com/D/Delta/search/inventory/suggestion. And I'll put that right down there on calbanion.com, and you can just click on it. Now, what I did is I did some, you know, scientific research, really, or marketing research, and I did a search to find out how many times the word hypnotist, or excuse me, I started off with hypnosis. The word hypnosis was searched for on Overture, and it's a good example of what all search engines would look like, and it looked like this. Last month, the term hypnosis was searched for 95,937 times. Wow, pretty impressive. So if I had a website, I wanted to make sure the word hypnosis was on there. Now, the next most frequently looked for term was hypnotist. Hypnotist had been searched for 24,560 times. Now on Google, these numbers would be much larger. That's why I like using Overture for this, is because it gives me a smaller sampling. So about one quarter of the time the term hypnotist is searched for compared to hypnosis. Now let's look at the word hypnotherapist. Hypnotherapist was only searched for 2,799 times. That's a little over 10% of the time that the word hypnotist was searched for. So if on your website you title yourself hypnotist, it stands to reason you would be searched for and found on the internet almost 10 times more frequently than if you called yourself a hypnotist. So if we compare hypnotist and hypnotherapist, 10 times more popular to go with hypnotist. And also I looked up the word hypnotherapy, and if I compare hypnosis with hypnotherapy, hypnosis had been searched for 95,937 times, almost 100,000 times. Hypnotherapy had only been searched for 25,000 times. So you are four times more likely to be found if you are marketing yourself as a hypnotist that does hypnosis than a hypnotherapist that does hypnotherapy. So I'll make another statement. The smart hypnotist or hypnosis professional markets him or herself as a hypnotist who does hypnosis. That's the hard facts. Those are the numbers. Numbers don't lie. What do you think of that, Kelsey?
I think that's probably one of the best arguments that I've heard to actually just be a hypnotist. I mean, you can't argue with those kind of numbers.
Beautiful. It's in black and white. All right, so let's do, for our dumb hypnotist trick this time, I think there's something on there about grandiose names or something like that.
Yes, there is. It's using grandiose names for themselves or their centers.
Great. So the dumb hypnotist trick for this this edition would be using grandiose, big, long titles for what you do. So I went on and did a little bit more statistical analysis, and I did a search for the number of searches last month for the term certified hypnotherapist. And so that's getting to be a little bit more grandiose than even certified hypnotist. And that has only been searched for 120 times. And I'll bet you at least 100 of those times were by people who called themselves certified hypnotherapists. So that's bad. How about the term clinical? I think the word clinical is even more problematic than therapist. And so I searched for clinical hypnotherapist. That only came up 81 times. And then I looked at the search for certified clinical hypnotherapist. That came up 60 times. So let's use some logic, folks. I think the dumb hypnotist, you know, I don't want to offend anyone out there that's doing this. You just was uninformed, you know? Certified clinical hypnotherapist, 60 times. Clinical hypnotherapist, 81 times. Certified hypnotherapist, 120 times. Hypnotist, 24,560 times. Okay, you decide. All right, Kelsey, why don't you wrap it up? I've babbled on long enough.
All right. Well, if you have any questions for next week, make sure to go to Ask Cal, the Ask Cal group at ourhypnospace.com, and look forward to next week when Celeste will be back sitting in her own chair.
All right, good. And this is Cal Banyan reminding you to go to hypnosiscenter.com for what? Our schedule of classes. Go to banyanhypnosismall.com for all the good stuff hypnotists want. My classes, other people's classes, books, CDs, DVDs, videos, all that kind of stuff. You don't have to be the lonely hypnotist. I don't care where in the world you are. Just go to www.ourhypnospace.com. That's a network for worldwide network for hypnosis professionals around the world. And my pet project that I'm working right now on very feverishly is thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com, where you can learn a rational approach to what? Feelings and emotions. That's it. This is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.